Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel, joining us weekly for a checkup on our General Assembly. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Chrissy.
Last week, they passed the budget. The word on the street is that this week they plan to adjourn.
That is correct. The budget was passed just as Governor Haslam wanted it passed. That is a big hurdle. But there are a number of thorny issues still to be dealt with. Guns issues, the voucher program, the governor's Tennessee promise, the bill on pseudoephedrine. So they are going to be there Monday for certain, Tuesday almost certainly. That might be the adjournment day, Wednesday for sure. I think they'll be wrapped up by then.
Has there been any movement on whether or not they will have a veto override session?
That is going to be left to the last minute. In the House, for example, Speaker Harwell says she has prepared two resolutions, one which would adjourn the session with no veto override and one that would bring them back on May 15th to have a veto override session. She will see which measure gets the most votes, and that's what they'll do. So that will be a last-minute decision.
Let's talk about some of the things they're going to clean up next week.
There are two gun bills still hanging. We had the old guns in local parks bill, which would prevent cities and counties from having local ordinances that prevent carrying of firearms for permit holders. That has passed the Senate. Also, last week, the Senate passed a bill that says anyone can carry a handgun so long as displayed openly without a handgun carry permit. Finance Subcommittee, which will meet later today and decide their fate. Both of them are a little bit shaky. Perhaps the open carry bill is more shaky than the other. There are a number of other bills. A standard procedure during session is to put things behind the budget, and they have put many bills behind the budget, those two being a couple of examples.
What else are we looking at that's behind the budget that they're going to work on next week? The school voucher legislation?
Well, that is not behind the budget, but it has passed the Senate now. It's still hanging on the House floor, awaiting a House floor vote. That one's up in the air, too. They passed by a comfortable margin over in the Senate, but there's more angst about the voucher proposition in the House, it appears. And there are some differences between the House and Senate version.
Any legislation that stands out as something that might be revisited the next time we seat the General Assembly?
Yes. Anytime you pass a major bill, you will see some cleanup legislation probably in the years ahead. The governor's Tennessee Promise Bill, which seems on track for passage this week, for example, may see some corrections and changes and so forth. The meth bill, that is another one that's much argued this year. If they pass it, one could expect renewed efforts next year. Some of these things are sort of a work in progress. They'll revisit them next year.
Well, what do you anticipate then for the first moves that some of these legislators are going to make after adjournment? Are they going straight into campaign?
Yes, if they have an opponent. There are 26 legislators who have opposition for the August primary. 20 Republicans, 6 Democrats. For those folks in particular, they want to get out on the campaign trail, start their campaigning, and communicate with the voters. A trick about the veto override session is if they do have a veto override session, they cannot start raising money until after the veto override session is done, which would be May 15th. So that is a consideration for those folks in their deciding whether or not to have a veto override session.
What are your impressions of the session?
I think the most interesting thing has been the rising independence of the General Assembly supermajority and their conflicts within themselves, within the Republican caucuses, and with Governor Haslam. Governor Haslam has had troubles on many bills this year with the General Assembly. The budget was a big exception. That one is to say they passed it just the way he wanted it, primarily because we are short of revenue and any arguments on the matter would be fairly fruitless. There is no consensus on any alternatives, although the Democrats and a couple of Republicans suggested some. So that was a victory for the governor. Otherwise, he's had numerous troubles with the General Assembly.
It'll be interesting, too, to see the next crop of legislators and to see how that relationship evolves. We've seen a movement not just with Governor Haslam, but also to check the power of local governments as well.
On several fronts, yes. The gun bills are one leading example. The General Assembly is indeed stepping forward to oversee local governments vigorously.
Tom Humphrey is the Nashville Bureau Chief for the Knoxville News Sentinel. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you, Chrissy.